Where's your roadie? Where's your stage Andy, Dave?
Britt's on the lanai, and Dylan just, I don't know. I think Dylan went to Chick-fil-A or something.
Unacceptable, man. Get your people in order. Hey, it's Shit Talk Reviews. Thanks for coming. If you're here, and if you're not, well, you don't know, so it doesn't matter. I'm John. In the room with me, David. We are sans one Derek Showerhead today. He couldn't make it, but that's all right. We're gonna talk without him this time. That's, you know,
we'll forge forward.
We shall. Well, we're talking about the latest release from Dragon Force today, Warp Speed Warriors. Now, full disclosure, I have not gone too deep into the power metal genre before. Dragon Force has been around for a while, formed in the UK back in 99, I think it was, by guitarists Herman Lee and Sam Topman. And they've had not a revolving door of band members over the years, but they've had some turnover here and there. Their lineup now is, of course, Mark Hudson on lead vocals, Herman Lee, Sam Topman on guitar, Alicia Vigil on bass and backing vocals, and Guy Anzalone on drums, and I understand also does some singing as well. They had Cohen Jansen on this album, laying down some keyboards too, and holy hell, yeah, what an album this is.
It's very interesting, man. This is, I don't know where to begin. It's like... It's like, well,
this is considerably faster than anything. Really,
not only, yeah, band, right? It's not so much that, John, it's more like the musical theatrical themes and video game type energy that you hear in this music on top of, you know, the talent of the band. It's just a lot going on here. You know,
it's an intense record.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like you said, they're very anthemic. And, you know, the songs are, like you said, they're theatrical and huge. Everything, you know, there's an epic battle raging somewhere almost all the time on this record.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. I will tell you, I've heard Dragon Force over the years here and there, but this is the first, you know, heavy listening I've done. And I kind of knew what to expect, but at the same time, I didn't, because I'm not super familiar with the genre as a whole.
Right.
I won't lie to you, I smiled through the whole record.
Right.
I just had a grin on my face. These guys are so, they're so good. They're fast.
They are.
Holy
shit. It's play really fast. Really fast. But it's just amazing to me how they can just be chugging with a deep, dark tone 1 second, and then boom, in a split second, it gets so theatrical, and it gets you, like, you know, it kind of gets you really in the mood of, like, what the hell's going on here? Because to me, a lot of it was like intense video game intense type music. It was really interesting. Never heard anything like this before, really.
You've referenced video games twice. Do you know that they have a video game sort of industry connection?
I did not. No,
they one of their songs, Through the Fire and the Flames, was featured in Guitar Hero 3. And I would assume, I'm sure that opened them up to you know, a bigger audience than just within the general power metal or extreme power metal or speed metal genres. You know, label it what you will. Unfortunately, without Derek here, he's our subgenre specialist and in-house expert, so but yeah, I gotta believe that they got an even, and they've got a huge audience. Their listening base is massive. But I would assume that, being in Guitar Hero, that being such a popular game that a lot of people learned about them, they were in Skate 2. They had a track featured in that game.
So it explains a lot then, because you definitely hear that vibe in this music for sure. Mm-hmm. You know,
I read that the sort of Power of the Triforce, the second track, was, Herman said, that was inspired by the Zelda universe, the Legend of Zelda universe. So you hit the nail on the head there, even not knowing what you were talking about.
John, very impressive. And I here's the deal. I just don't know, man. It's, how can I explain this? It's one of those things, you hear it, it's like, wow, you know, no, this is really good. just not sure it's one of those things that I can listen to a lot of, maybe in doses, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, this type of music, not that I didn't like it. I'm just saying I would have to take this in doses because it's a lot to absorb. It really is. It's a lot going on here.
Yeah. The overall scope, I guess you'd call it, I don't know a better way to phrase it. It's massive. Everything right. about it is huge.
Yes.
The production yeah. is fantastic. The album was mixed, engineered, produced by and mastered by a guy named Damien Renau. I think I have that right. I hope so. Did a great job. It's just everything about it is massive.
Yeah.
From a production level, from a song craft level, there's so much. It's uplifting and then it goes dark and yeah, right. It's for all sure. over the place, but in a very
in a good way,
controlled yes. environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a big, big record. I know the guys in the band talked about this album sort of incorporating a lot of different styles for them. And I'll take that at face value that, because it does all still, it's all contained within, you know, the speed metal or power metal genre. I would think, yeah. but, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, John, yes. did you, just while we're talking about the, just the different types of sounds of the song, did you hear at times I heard like, I don't know if you took notes on each song, but Kingdom of Steel, the beginning, mm-hmm. it was so 80s to me. Like some of these songs had that 80s tone to it.
Yeah.
Which was like, really like, holy shit, this is great. You know?
Yeah.
How they would throw that. And there was a few of them like that.
Like
that
a power kind of ballad yes. Kind of vibe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The drum yeah. intro, I thought really kind of set the tone for that with that, you know, just simple wide open
like yeah.
cannon shot snare sound. Yeah. It definitely had that vibe.
Yeah. Had that ballad, that little 80s ballad type, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then they threw in a nice little interlude in there with Prelude to Darkness, which was very nice too. It was right. a nice bit of respite before the Killer Queen, the next track, which just comes out, you know, machine gun style.
Yeah.
For and sure. they are all Herman, right. all of them are yeah. really clean,
yeah.
talented players. And mm-hmm. they all absolutely shred.
Yes.
They,
yeah.
Just they all rip.
Yeah.
As a drummer, it's great to watch Guy. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Guy, the drummer, because he is like metronomic. He is so rock solid and yeah. and on it. I'll often listen to some of these, you know, really crazy talented players. And I know it's easy to track, you know, a little bit and punch in spots when you're recording. So I always like to go in and watch some performance videos and see, can they replicate this live or is it right. all, you know, studio magic?
Yeah.
And all of these guys, but Guy specific, absolutely can. You know, right. he is that perfect and metronomic. He's like a machine when he plays. Not to say he doesn't have feel because he does, but yeah, it's so much fun to watch them play. It's such a feel good. I don't want to insult anybody by calling it a feel good record. But I was grinning ear to ear with the first time I played it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's got a lot going on for sure.
I prefer my heavy music to be not quite so fast, a little chunkier, a little sludgier. Right. And this album just tickles me, man.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. You brought up the Killer Queen before, and that's one of my favorites on the track because it started out so awesome, and then it got so dramatic, and all I can picture is just like a battle, like just warriors getting ready to go at it. It just had that drama in it. It was a really, really, really fucking good song. You know, you were just hooked from the beginning and it felt like you were sitting in a play, just watching it play out. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really, really good song.
Safe to say that is a standout, one,
yeah.
or one of your standouts. Yeah. Any others? Yeah.
I like Burning Heart and I love Power of the Triforce. Yeah. Those two.
Yeah.
Also,
Pixel that. Prison was definitely a standout for me. Big, fast, yeah. Herman and yeah. Sam
Cool opening just, to that song too.
Yeah, just definitely
a badass opening. You know,
some great keyboard tones were used in that. I absolutely loved it. The key, there's that
synthesizer. Middle break.
Yeah,
about the little 80s synthesizer there, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what I was talking about before. Just crazy how they added that in.
8-bit tones and all that.
Sounded great, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that was great. I love Wildest Dreams is a Taylor Swift cover.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I love it. Truth be told, I have never, to my knowledge, I have never listened to a Taylor Swift song in its entirety.
And right.
When I saw that, you know, this was a cover, I thought, well, I want to hear the original. So I listened to the original first before I got to this, to their version of it. And I don't want to say it goes without saying, but I much prefer Dragon Force's version than Taylor's. And they rip through it, too. I think Taylor's version is just a couple of seconds under 4 minutes long. And they get the entire song done in 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was going to say the album too, the way it was such a treat at the end because the power of Triforce. Mm-hmm. I love instrumentals. I could listen to instrumentals all day. And it was so nice for them after you absorb so much of this album to just, you know, kind of end on an instrumental, which was so great. And it was a great, great arrangement. I thought it was just, the guitar was remarkable throughout and it was badass. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool shit.
I thought it was, you know, again, bands will make all kinds of interesting choices. And the fact that they had that song on twice, once with vocals and once without.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the two versions of Doomsday Party, one that had Elise Ride or Reed, again, apologies, from Amaranth, did a guest vocal on it. And the version with her guest vocal on it has a very different feel, you know, from the one without,
a little again, more Broadway on that one, mm-hmm. right?
Nice to have the option. She is a power singer, and Amaranth is another, you know, big, huge band in terms of, you know, their feel. But it's great. I realized that they've done some other covers too over the years. They cover a death song, Evil Dead. Let's see. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Come on. Right. How fucking rad is that?
True.
Ring of Fire. Yeah. And then, of course, Wildest Dream. So I really enjoyed the album. I think it's great. Yeah. But all right. Well, let's put a number on it. Where do you land? Where did it land with you?
I mean, production quality, John. It was unreal. You know, the theme, I loved it. I loved it. Just everything about the performance quality. There wasn't anything I didn't like about this album. And the only reason I'm going to score it the way I am is because I'm just not going to listen to it a lot. You know,
sure.
I'm going to listen to it, but it's just not going to be like a go-to for me here and there. It just won't. But I'll listen to it occasionally here on in, for sure. Maybe.
So the subjective portion of your, of your listening tastes is going to bring the number down a little bit. Sure.
Yeah. And it's not down. I would give this a solid 8, John. I mean, this is an 8. These guys are talented. The album is fantastic. And there's so much going on. Like John said just moments ago, you have to pay attention to everything because there's just so many genres and so many things going on here. So it's an 8. It's a strong 8 for me, for sure.
Yeah, I'm giving it an 8. I'm right between an 8.5 and an 8.75 because musically the performances are astonishingly clean and tight and really, really, really well-written album. You know, the writing on this is great. It's fantastic.
I agree. Production.
The production is great as well. It's super clean. It's fat. It's thick. It's got, you know, you can bite into it. So I'm a big fan. And I will pay more attention to what they do going forward for
Very
sure.
Very nice. That's what it's all about for sure. Yep. Well done, boys. Yeah.
Well, this a great record. Always good to shoot the shit with you. Regrettably, you know, we don't have Derek here. No, so
this is where Derek would tell us what he's going to pick next, but because he's not on.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's coming. I spoke with him and he let me know there's one forthcoming soon. Okay.
Very nice. All right, man.
All right. Well, good stuff. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Later.